Off the ball
on News Talk.
In association with the Air Sport app, allowing you to cast your favourite sporting action from your tablet or mobile phone straight to your TV.
All right, time for Friday Night Racing. We've got Don McLean and John Duggan with us. And before we talk about Thistlecrack, we should talk about the winner from last week. We had another winner. That's four winners in 5 weeks.
I had a couple of very short price ones when I started this slot, Ger, but Don has gone into the Ferrari and he tipped Bristol Demai a few weeks ago and then he tipped Mala Beach at 12-1. And I was watching the race live and I was going, that's Don McLean's tip, isn't it?
Did you back it?
That I went against.
Oh.
So fair play, Don. Well done.
Yeah, no, as I was saying earlier, it's educated guesses. That's
it's a
it
community, Dan. It's a community. So when I win, yeah, exactly. Eventually, probably in February, then I'm sure you'll congratulate me. So it's all good.
Thistlecrack was fifth today. A bit of a disappointment.
Yeah, no, it was. He travelled well through the race, Ger. I don't know if you saw it, John. Like he looked like he was travelling well. In fact, watching the race live, it kind of, if anything, it looked like he was doing a little bit too much. He was kind of just a little bit free, like, you know, it's easy in hindsight. But I was kind of thinking, you know, Tom Scudamore probably wouldn't mind if he dropped the bridle a little bit and just settled a little bit better, because he was quite keen. And no, he is quite keen. He's generally that kind of horse. But no, it was disappointing. He came under pressure going to the third last and moved over to the near side. Looked like he was just going to pick up, because the horse in front was a 40-1 shot, a horse that you wouldn't have even looked at before the race. And he just kept on going, and nothing could get past him, including, you know what I mean, Harry. But no, he did fade Thistlecrack. He only finished fifth. So it's definitely, you know, Tom Scudamore was saying afterwards he ran well for a long way, and he did. But you would have liked him to finish off his race a wee bit better than he did, I'd say.
40-1 winner called Beer Goggles. And if you backed him, you'd be wearing them.
Yeah, by now, for sure. Come here, do horses recover from finishing fifth in their seasonal return? And it's totally fine. It's not a big deal.
Yeah, I wouldn't be worried too much about it. I think it's the next run is the acid test. Okay, he's had a blowout. It was over hurdles. It wasn't over fences. What's going to happen on the next run? That's what I'll be interested in seeing in terms of how he's recovered from his injury.
Okay, let's move on to the races this weekend. Don, the artist formerly known as the Hennessy, the Ladbrokes Trophy Chase in Newbury at 3:00. And this is a decent field as well.
Yeah, no, look, the Hennessy is always a big race. Just writing earlier on, it's going to take some getting used to in this Ladbrokes Trophy. Because it's been the Hennessy since I was a lad or started following racing. Probably before that, but yeah, look, it's the same race. It's the big handicap chase, 3.25 miles at Newbury. It's a brilliant race. It always is, and it kind of pits together the novices from last season who are taking a step up into open handicap company, and the kind of wise and old warriors, the handicappers that we know how good they are. But generally, it has been going to, it's the kind of younger brigade, the second season chasers who were novices last year and moving up. They're the ones that tend to do best. And I suppose Total Recall is a fascinating inclusion. He won the Munster National really impressively last time on his first run for Willie Mullins. The handicapper gave him £18 for that, which was colossal. You rarely hear of horses getting an £18 hike for one win or one run, but he did, and it's difficult to argue. And you knew he'd get a fair hike because he won it so well, and he beat Alpha Des Avaux into second place. And Alpha Des Avaux is a high-class horse. He won the Clonmel Oil Chase last time, a Grade 2 race, beating two horses in Atois Phil and Balco de Flo, who are rated 158. So a big hike for Total Recall. It wasn't surprising, and it's not to say that he can't be hugely competitive or possibly even win it off that mark.
Okay, so you like the look of Total Recall then?
Yeah, look, I'm not surprised he's favourite, Ger. Look, I'm looking beyond him because he's there for everybody to see. You know, there's no angle to him, whether he got £18. He has to be worth more than that £18 for having won the Munster National. And it's possible that he is. So, you know, not that it's relevant, but the Irish haven't won it since, I think, Bright Highway was the last Irish Trend winner. It's not really relevant, I think, because the quality of Irish National Hunt horses is unprecedented these days. Like, Sherlock, Gordon Elliott and Willie Mullins both had 6 winners each at Cheltenham last March. So I wouldn't worry too much about that. And Willie Mullins did actually win it with Beemar Royal in 2002 before he was disqualified on a technicality afterwards. So Total Recall brings a high level of form into it. A Genie in a Bottle and Noel Meads horse also has a big chance. He is one of those novices from last season who's progressed. And he beat Mala Beach at Galway on his debut this season. And that form obviously looks a lot better now, even than it did at the time. So he gets into the race off just a mark that's £2 higher than his Irish mark. So he's got a big chance as well. So look, the Irish have big chances of winning it.
Yeah, okay. Whisper is the actual tip that you have for this one, though.
Yeah, I just think he's a very, very classy novice from last season. He was only beaten by Might Bite in the RSA chase. Okay, he was helped that day because Might Bite kind of chucked it on the run-in and then started off again after a loose horse and got back up. Whisper actually headed him and he got back up to beat it by a short head. But then he went to Aintree and he actually ran very close to Might Bite. He was never really going to beat him, but he got within two lengths of him, clear of the other couple of runners in the race. So that was a big run. And then on his debut this season, he beat Flanders Ovo. It was only a two-horse race, and he did have to... He looked beaten, actually, but he stayed on really well. That was over 2.5 miles. The distance probably short of his best. He'll be happier over 3.25. It's not ideal that he got £4 for winning that race at Kempton. It's only a two-horse race, and he could have been doing without that. He's actually racing off a mark now that's £2 higher than even his new official mark. But Flanders Ovo came out and won a good race at Haydock last weekend. So that kind of added ballast to that form. So... And look, even though Whisper is 9, he's a bit older than ideal for the race. He's only run 6 times over fences, so he still has that potential to be even better than he's shown so far. And he's got Davy Russell for company, and that's obviously a massive positive. So he's got plenty in his favour, I'd say.
Okay, Don. Yeah, there's 21 runners. It's a very difficult race. It's 3.25 miles to work out. The ones I kind of narrowed down to 5. I narrowed down American Whisper, Total Recall. You mentioned 2 of them: Single Farm Payment and a rank outsider, Southfield Royale. The one I'm going to go for, I think, at 7-1 each way is American. Harry Fry trains, a good jumper and galloper. He is a fragile horse. He is lightly raced, but I think he has to come into calculations. I think he's one of these horses that could be a little bit ahead of the handicapper, even though he's got a lot of weight to carry. I'd completely respect what you say about Whisper. He's got class and ability. 9, as you say now. I prefer if he was 7, but I don't think that necessarily is a negative. He's had indifferent spells in his career, but I think Davy Russell, actually, the partnership with him has really worked. So he's definitely has to come into calculations at 8-1. Total Recall won that race in Limerick doing handstands. Very hard to gauge how much his improvement is there, but you'd be rather be backing him that day at Limerick than now at 5-1, I think, in the Ladbroke Chase. Single Farm Payment, I backed this horse at Cheltenham, was 2nd, has to be switched off, should have won at the festival. He ran well last time out at Cheltenham, he was 2nd. That could have put him spot on. I think he's definitely a good each way bet off 10-8. And Southfield Royale at 40-1. If his best returned, and that's a massive if, he might have an each way chance 2nd in the Feltham, or what is called the Cottle Star Novice Chase now, out of Native River. He's got form at Manetta Rocco. Hard to explain his recent disappointments. But the one I'm going to go for is American. Harry Fry's horse is 7-1 each way.
American. Bet 7-1 each way.
American and Whisper, they're the two.
Okay. All right. So that's a pretty comprehensive detail on the Ladbrokes Trophy Chase, 3 o'clock at Newbury on Saturday, as I said, formerly known as the Hennessy. And there's a wistfulness in your voice, Don, when you talk about the renaming of these classic races.
Yeah, like, it's life, Jared. Nothing stays the same. Very few things do. It's things change, but when a race is named, it's known as the sponsor's name. So it's been the Hennessy Gold Cup since Hennessy sponsored it. I don't know when, but way, way, way back, like years ago. So it's the Hennessy, and it's always been the Hennessy. And now suddenly there's a new sponsor. So it's the race name changes. So you have to kind of get your head around calling it something. It's like the Whitbread. When the Whitbread it was the Whitbread Gold Cup, that big handicap chase at Sandown at the end of the season. And it's changed a couple of times since. So now when trainers talk about, oh, he might go for the Whitbread, they kind of go, the Whitbread, or whatever it's called these days. But look, if Ladbrokes get in as a sponsor, I think they have a 5-year deal. So if they get in and keep the name, like, then we can call it the Ladbrokes and get used to calling it the Ladbrokes. Just when, like, these are the race names are the kind of milestones that mark these places through the season. And they're the pillars by which we know the season and the familiarity of the path through the season. And when the names change, you just have to try and get your head around it, I suppose.
It's funny enough, I think one of the big hurdles at Leopardstown early in the year was always known as the Ladbroke, and now it's called something else. So.
Yeah.
It's just
the Ladbroke at Ascot in December, that was always the Ladbroke. And now this is the Ladbroke. So look, it's important to have sponsors, and look, they've increased the prize money, and apparently the job that they're doing with Newbury is great. So we'll see it all tomorrow. But
that's how it works.
Hopefully they stick with it now. And we get to call it the Ladbrokes from now on.
To Sunday, we're talking about the Royal Bond Novice Hurdle at Fairy House at 1 o'clock. At 1:30, it's the Hatton's Grace Hurdle, and then it's the Drinmore at 2:35. And these are three quality races, three Grade Ones. Don, let's start with the 1 o'clock. This is the Novice Hurdle, and here it looks like Mengli Khan and Red Jack are going to dispute favouritism. Maybe Mengli Khan going off just a touch shorter.
Yeah, it's a hell of a race, this Royal Bond. It often is. It's the grade one novices race. It's been won by top class horses in the past, like Jessica and Nichols Canyon, Early Beach won it last year. But yeah, look, I suppose at this stage of the season, Ger, you're kind of going on promise, really. Like Mengli Khan, he was a very good horse on the flat for Hugo Palmer. Gordon Elliott's got him now, and he's been very good. His last two runs have been really good. His two runs this season, he looked very good in beating Stratham at Navan last time. So he's been favourite, or kind of shading it from Red Jack for the last few days. Red Jack again. He won at Nace. He won his maiden at Nace last time, and that was another one of his rivals. Tomorrow, Early Doors won that day as well. He won the Grade Three race, and Early Doors actually clocked a time that was about 3 seconds faster than the time that Red Jack clocked on the same day earlier in the card. So there's a bit of a you can kind of compare the two. Look, times are they're one indication, but Early Doors is a much bigger price, even though he's a progressive horse as well. Joseph Ryan trains him. They're both owned by JP McManus, and Barry Geraghty has chosen to ride Larishburg instead. And Larishburg was good during the summer. He won twice at Killarney, then he went to Galway and he won. He stayed on well to win that day. And it's significant that Barry has chosen to ride him instead of the other two. Now, it's not a given. Jockeys often get it wrong, and you know it's often a tough choice between horses. But the three JP horses they all have chances. And Max Turix, William Mullen's horse, again, he raced on the flat in France. He was impressive in winning his maiden at Listowel in September, and he's another who could be anything. You just don't know where the ceiling of these horses' ability is. So it's a fascinating race for watching, I think.
Yeah, I would agree that it's a race for watching, as Don says. I would also agree that Makatrix could be absolutely anything. He could be the best 3-1 winner we've ever seen on Sunday afternoon. We just don't know. One on his Irish debut for William Mullins. I would agree with the possible pickup of the O'Brien horses, Joseph O'Brien, that is. Early Doors, I think he could outrun his price. I think he's learning about the game, the horse. Turn the Land Rover bumper, always a good bumper. Earlier at Punchestown earlier this year. Mengli Khan won his last two. He's maturing physically, but is he good enough? I'm not so sure. I think he's a bit short priced. The one I'm going to go for is Red Jack. He's won all his three starts. Noel Mead, on a line through form, he's got the better of Larishburg. I think Noel Mead rated him very highly. He's a bumper horse. I think he was owned by Noel or part of the family there. And they couldn't get him off the bridle at home as well. I remember that quote about Red Jack. JP McManus then bought him. I don't think we know the limit of his potential either. And I think in a race that we won't be betting on, but we'll be watching, if I had to pick one with a gun to my head, it'd be Red Jack. 3-1.
Okay, so then at Fairy House at 1:30, it is the Hatton's Grace Hurdle. Here it's Apples Jade up against Nichols Canyon. And they, funnily enough, are disputing favouritism here as well, with, again, Apples Jade a little bit shorter. And then it's Big Enough Prices about Super Sunday at 8-1 and a bunch of other horses as well. But really, Don, it seems like this is all about Apples Jade and Nichols Canyon.
Yeah, it's a hell of a race again. The Hatton's Grace, it usually is. Nichols Canyon, I suppose, he morphed into a staying hurdler last year. He won the Stairs Hurdle at Cheltenham and then came back to Punchestown and was only just beaten by, you know what I mean, Harry, in the Stairs Hurdle there. So, but look, he's got pace. He's a multiple Grade One winner over 2 miles. This is 2.5 on Sunday, and it's a good starting place for him. He does have to concede the mare's allowance to Apples Jade, who has had a run as well. So Nichols Canyon is making a season debut. Apples Jade has had a run, and she was very good at Navan and beating Jerry's Girl. And Jerry's Girl came out and ran well last time at Kempton over 3 miles. So that's obviously really good form. Apples Jade won't mind soft ground. I suppose neither will Nichols Canyon, but you just think that Apples Jade might be a wee bit better when conditions are a little bit easier, which they will be on Sunday. And even Super Sunday, like, he's another fascinating horse making the season of debut. He won the Carroll Cup at Cheltenham last season, and he was only just beaten by Yanworth in the Liverpool Hurdle, the big Grade One 3 mile hurdle at Aintree's Glen National Meeting. So it's going to be good to see where he fits in with the other two, because we know that the Nichols Canyon and Apples Jade are both top class.
What do you think?
I think that once again, it's not a race of a bet in. If I was going to choose between one of the two, I'd just possibly choose Apple's Jade, just maybe a gut feeling. She's got the advantage of fitness. She won the race last year. I think maybe the allowance of weight might tell. The only reason I'll go against Nicholas Canyon, because he's been off a break in 15 and 16 and won, he's the only horse to beat Faheen. The distance suits. He's got 8 grade one victories. The only thing about that horse, sometimes you can throw in the odd flat performance. I think Apple's Jade on the basis of consistency at 7-4. If I was going to pick between the two, I might pick Apple's Jade. But once again, it's a race I'll be watching, not betting it.
All right. And maybe that's also the case for the Drimmoor. That goes to post at 2:35 at Ferry House on Sunday. And this race is effectively Willie Mullins against Gordon Elliott. We've got Death Duty 13-8 on. We're at Findon at 3-1. Snow Falcon at 8-1. Townsend at 14-1. Denaria de Zobo at 16-1. And Shattered Love at 16-1. What do you think of this one, Don?
Yeah, look, Death Duty, he's a very, very exciting horse. He's one of those horses that Gordon Elliott seems to rate really highly, even more highly than the high-rated horses that he has. There's Death Duty and Sam Crow, and there was Don Kostak as well a couple of years ago, and he went and won a Gold Cup. So these are the horses that Gordon seems to just have up on a pedestal. And he showed a lot of pace last time over 2.25 miles. I suppose they thought he was a stayer last year. He was disappointing in the Albert Barthel Hurdle at Cheltenham, but that wasn't down to stamina. That was over 3 miles. He stepped up and tripped, but he was beaten before stamina would have been an issue. But the pace that he showed over 2.25, and Gordon Elliott said afterwards that, look, he might not be a 3-miler. It might be that he can come back and trip and maybe be a 2.5-miler, which is the distance of the Drinmore chase. But the Drinmore, John confirmed this, it's usually a race that goes to a staying horse, even though it's 2.5 miles. It's usually for, like, it's for novices, so they're only learning the chasing game. Really, it's relatively early in the season still, and they're horses that are probably going to step up to 3 miles later in the season. And Death Duty, you think 2.5 is the ideal trip from at this stage. And Rathvinden is a wee bit different in that he's lightly raced and he's a novice, but he's 9. Like, he was on the go back in 2003-2004. He actually finished third behind Faheen in the Neptune Hurdle at Cheltenham in 2014, when Faheen was a novice hurdler. So that's how long ago that is. But he's had a really good summer, and he was very impressive winning his last two. So he brings that summer form, summer fitness rolling in through into the winter, but he's still classy enough to be a winter chaser, and he's a very, very high-class novice. And then the two mares, both Gordon Elliott, Jiggins Town House, Shattered Love, was a good novice hurdler last season. I think we might have tipped her at Cheltenham when she went for the Neptune. But she's a big mare who was always going to be a chaser. And Denari de Zavo was another really, really good juvenile hurdler last season. She's only 4. So she gets the mare's allowance and she gets the age allowance. So she gets £15 from Death Duty and Rathvinden, and she even gets, I think it's £8 she gets from Shattered Love, who's also a mare. So she's older. She has to give away the age allowance. So Denari de Zavo gets all the allowances. And she's 2-for-2 in chases. Like, she won well at Clonmel last time. So it's just going to be interesting again to see how she fares against geldings, who are all very exciting and getting lumps of weight from them.
So I think with Death Duty, I mean, Gordon Elliott was raving about him for probably the last 12 months. He was sick, apparently, according to Gordon at Cheltenham. It wasn't a case of that he was just below par. He was sick. I don't think he stays. But the last time Gordon was raving about a horse like that was Don Kostak. And it took Don Kostak a long time to mature into a Gold Cup winner, which he did in time. So probably needs 2.5 miles in a maximum soft ground. I wouldn't be backing him at odds on. The one I like in this race is Snow Falcon, a decent middle distance hurdle horse. He's a useful horse in the flash. He will stay. I think he's got a little bit of class about him. I think he's always threatened to win a big race and he's never really done so. I think if his jumping improves, he could be thereabouts. I think at 20-1, I think he's overpriced. To finish in the first two, he's 5-1 against Death Duty. Snow Falcon at 20-1 is the horse I like in this race. An American in the Ladbrokes chase tomorrow.
All right. Good stuff, lads. Thanks very much.
Off the Ball on Newstalk.
In association with the Air Sport app, allowing you to cast your favourite sporting action from your tablet or mobile phone straight to your TV.